For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Catholic bishops from across California held mass for detainees inside the Adelanto ICE Processing Center yesterday. As KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports, it's the first service at the facility in more than 5 years.
More than 300 detained people attended the service inside the men's wing of the detention center, which started around 1 p.m. Seven bishops from San Diego to Sacramento delivered communion and a sermon at an outdoor basketball court. Here's Bishop Oscar Cantu of the San Jose Catholic Diocese giving the homily in a video distributed by the group.
Assured him of her presence, of her motherly concern.
The bishops couldn't speak directly with detainees, but Cantu said they wanted to show that the Catholic Church hasn't abandoned them.
We want to be close to the people who are suffering now. And that's what today was about.
In November, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops issued a statement expressing concern about the climate of fear because of the raids and the conditions at detention centers. They called on the federal government to allow pastoral care in the facilities. Cantu said the mass was a symbolic gesture showing they stand behind the statement. Bishop Emeritus Gerald Barnes of the San Bernardino Diocese says he was moved to see men kneel down behind the fence in prayer following communion.
I could just imagine they were praying for their families, they were praying for their children, they were praying for each other.
The Adelanto ICE Processing Center has faced scrutiny from federal lawmakers and immigrant rights groups over its conditions. This year, two people have died in custody after being arrested in Southern California immigration raids. A woman from Santa Ana went to visit her son inside Adelanto on Wednesday. She didn't give her name due to concerns over her safety, but shared that she was Catholic. She said the people in detention are desperate. And she says she's glad the Catholic bishops are visiting so they don't feel alone. The California Catholic Conference says they plan to visit more detention centers across the state. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in Adelanto.
A resident has been injured and a pet killed in a fire that broke out in a Riverside apartment. The fire was reported just after 10 a.m. Wednesday on Canyon Crest Drive near Massachusetts Avenue. The resident was injured trying to put out the fire, and the unit sustained major damage. The cause is being investigated. More than 200 groups, including over a dozen based in California, have signed a letter to Congress asking for a national moratorium on new data centers. Cap Radio's Manuela Sakaita has more.
Experts say water and energy use at data centers is on the rise with the growth of generative AI. The letter says this demand, along with plans to create more data centers across the country, puts a strain on resources and will increase electricity costs. It asks lawmakers to set a moratorium until regulations addressing these issues are put in place. Jamie Court is the president of the California-based nonprofit Consumer Watchdog, which signed the letter.
If we're not able to even get good data about the data center build out to see how much it's going to cost the consumers and what the environmental degradation is going to be from the data center build out, why would we want to proceed?
Some California legislators recently tried and failed to pass bills requiring data centers to report water and energy use. Court says he supports efforts like these to better understand data center demands before building more. In Sacramento, I'm Enola Sakaita.
Community and faith leaders in Stockton on Tuesday urged elected officials to take action following last month's shooting that killed 4 people, including 3 children, and injured 13. Reverend William DeArmond called on leaders to act to prevent future shootings.
The painful truth is this: it could have been any of us. It could have been your child. That is the heartbreaking reality we face in Stockton today.
Community leaders called on the public to provide any information about the shooters who've yet to be identified. No arrests have been made. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.